Jeff Blank been talking a little Carroll wrestling right now as head coach Eric Nagel joining us here to take a look back at a really good 19-20 season. Tigers going 12-10 in the dual part of the season. And coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
No problem.
Eric, just mentioned 12-10 in duels this year. You guys in such a tough conference that kind of impacts that dual record a little bit. But how did you feel like the dual part of your season went?
I felt that our dual season went, it had its moments. At the beginning of the year, we were doing really, really well. I don't know if it was just competition or the momentum that we had before Christmas break, but we were rolling really, really well, and the Christmas break came around. We know that the month of January, after the Tiger Night, the month of January is just a grind for us. January and February is, you know, the meat of our schedule and the toughest of our schedule, and I think that kind of caught up with us with the tournaments as well as some of the duels. And then, you know, we lose some kids to ineligibility here and there. And it just kind of, we didn't get the momentum and didn't build off of each other there. There's times where we had it going for us. And then, you know, there's times in the duel that we just kind of let it slip away from us. But I think it was just the grind of January and the intensity of our January schedule along with the tough team duels in there. And we do, we meet the meat of our conference is at the end of the year, and you know it's just tough because you know we go from Tuesdays to Thursday to Friday to Saturdays, 2-day tournaments thrown in there, and it just gets really, really tough.
Coach, I've had a few other coaches say that kind of illness along with injury that always seems to impact a season, but illness kind of impacted them this year. How did you guys come through this cold and flu season?
We came out pretty okay. I think we lost Woosley there right about Christmas time for mono. Other than that, we didn't lose anybody. So I think we got pretty lucky with our guys. And I don't know if it's just the fact that we stayed away from each other or stayed away from other people or they washed their hands. I don't know. we got pretty lucky and we missed that bug. But, you know, some years it does happen that way where the injury bug gets you. And, you know, we only had 17 guys out and trying to fill spots in there kind of gets tough a little bit. And But we pretty much missed the injury bug as well as the flu bug. So that was something positive that came out of it.
You mentioned the weekend tournament, some of them, like over at the Herbergerins, are 2-dayers. How did you feel like the tournament schedule, weekend tournament schedule went? And did you feel like the dual tournaments went better for you or the individual tournaments?
Team-wise, we were a better individual. Team-wise, we could finish a lot better individuals. We finished, you know, probably top 10 of every tournament in there with individual wise and I just think it's different because you could just focus on yourself. You don't have to have that momentum and you don't have to have that swing and you don't have to make points up. You know, you can go out wrestle and just do your job and score the points that you have to, and you don't have to worry about, you know, in a duel if you get pinned you got 6 points, so now we got to make up 6 just to make it even, you know. And we had a couple open weights, so that's forfeit. So, you know, about every duel we were giving up, you know, 12 points automatically, 12 to 18 points sometimes. So, you know, I compare that to going to basketball and you're down by 18 points and every time they get the ball or every time they shoot the ball and make it, they get it again. You know, that's really hard to win. And,
yep.
And wrestling's that way. And we just kind of struggled a little bit there. But I think tournament-wise, we were a lot better because guys could focus on themselves and just kind of win and move on and do what it takes to, you know, you can take care of yourself. You don't have to worry about, you know, keeping things close, and you can earn your bonus points when you can. And guys that might get bonus points, you know, could kind of slow it down a little bit and do okay there.
Do you see the kind of improvement you wanted as the season went on?
Yeah, at times there's times where we saw it, and then at times it wasn't. You know, we were rolling right into Christmas, and after Christmas break, you know, we were excited and go to that Ames tournament right away and do okay. You know, we did pretty well in there and didn't take all of our guys, took the guys that we thought were ready for it, and next year we're going to take more guys. And I just think we got to build off that January. We got to figure out how to close out, you know, and it gets to that end of that season and to stay in that mental preparation part of it. That's a big thing we got to try to figure out.
Coach, sent two guys down to the state wrestling tournament this year, Abraham Dirks and Jackson Kuhlman. Let's start with Abe. Just an aggressive guy. I heard Bill Kane and Bill Gross say several times during our state wrestling coverage that, man, once he gets in on side on you, there's just no stopping him.
Yeah, this is Abe's second time qualifying for state and qualified as a sophomore. And, you know, qualify as a junior. He seemed more relaxed this round to be down there. He just seemed more at home. You know, that first time is always tough because you don't know what to expect. You don't know how to, and everything goes fast, and things just change. Where, you know, this round he seemed more relaxed. And, yeah, Abe's an aggressive guy, sometimes to a fault. You know, there's times where even during football season we talk about it, he can be the best player on the field for you or them. You know, sometimes his aggressiveness makes mistakes. And sometimes even during wrestling he would do that where, you know, we talked about it in a few situations that, you know, he's like, well, why can't guys finish? You know, I get to this and I finish. And I said, because they don't have to. You know, you got a 5-point lead. They don't have to finish. You know, sometimes you get too rammy and then rush it, and then it turns that 5-point move into all of a sudden you lose the move, you know. So it's just knowing wrestling and knowing that situation. And it's tough for him because he's 100 miles an hour, and he's like that lawnmower that's on the loose. When you pull the string on him and let it go, he's going to mow all day. And we got to reel him back sometimes. So that's something we got to work on, knowing situations and just being better there.
And Jackson Kuhlman, the other young guy that made it down to state, first time down there for him, kind of a learning experience, as you just mentioned, with Abe, but a great season for him and something to build off of.
Yeah, Jackson really impressed us. He came out his freshman year, even when he didn't win a single match his freshman year, and he think he started out like 152, 160 is what he weighed. And then last year get down to 13, and then this year to get down to 20 and 26 and to lead the team in takedowns. He had 111 takedowns on the team. You know, so Jackson put in the time. Jackson put in the work, and Jackson made himself a better athlete. Open gyms, he was there every open gym. I don't think he missed any for 2 years straight. Now he's in the weight room working hard. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, he went 0-2, and you know, it hurts a little bit, but he was, you know, thank you for everything you've done, and he's looking forward to next year already. I mean, as soon as that last match was over, he didn't even let it bother him. He's like, yep, I got to move on. This is what it is. Disappointed kind of how it went, but next year's going to be a different story. And, you know, that's a kid that's right now, he's on a mission. He's got the drive, and you get a case of that success, you know, that can be really contagious, and he's on fire right now, and I can't wait to see what he does his senior year.
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to that one as well. Speaking of kids in their senior year, you mentioned early that, you know, Luke Woosley went down with mono for a while around the Christmas time. How much did that impact him that second half of the season?
I don't think it impacted him too much. I think, I don't say it impacted him too much. Luke's towards the end, I think, kind of got a little tight and got nervous, you know, because it's the end and it's the finality of things. And when things get to the end, you know, sometimes seniors fall into that, afraid to make a mistake rather than let it fly and see what happens. You know, early in the year, you can let it fly and it's no big deal. Now you get to the end of the year and those mistakes compile to bigger mistakes. And, you know, and then you start outguessing yourself and outthinking yourself rather than just doing what you know. And I think Luke kind of got into a little bit of that sometimes where he thought he was thinking the right way and wasn't thinking the right way and making some of the mistakes. But I, you know, it happens to a lot of people, and I feel bad for the kid. I mean, he gave us 4 years of hard work and dedication and did everything we asked of him, and he's a great kid.
Yes.
You talk to anybody out in the community, and that kid's got a bright future. I mean, I'm going to be a little dangerous if he's a doctor, because that's what I think he wants to do, because he's a genius. But, you know, sometimes he can be, you know, too smart. You know, sometimes we call him the dumbest smart kid we know at times, you know, but that's Luke in a nutshell. And I love the kid, and, you know, I wish him the best, and I can't wait to see what he does. And thank him for everything he's done for the last 4 years for us. He's been a great kid.
Yeah, he has. I admit, sometimes I pull into Taco John's in the morning, you know, a year ago when he was working there, just to be able to go through the drive-thru and have a conversation with him as I'm getting my food. He was always such a gracious and nice young guy.
Oh, yeah, he'll talk your ear off. Just give him 5 minutes.
Absolutely. But, you know, I enjoy that, Coach. I really do.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's a good kid.
Yeah. Jaira Gallegos, another one of those guys, just a youngster. Man, I tell you what, the future looks unlimited. Maybe for this guy?
Jaira's got a good thing going if we can just get things in the right way. Jaira's got a skill that's natural that a lot of kids wish they could have. He's naturally quick. He's got good, strong hips. He knows body awareness. He knows where he's at in space. Sometimes to a fault where he thinks he can get out of certain things that he gets into. But I think that was a learning experience for him being a freshman and wrestling at the high school level now. You know, some of the things that he could get away with when he was younger or things that he could get away with early in the year. As you get in, kids compile that and figure it out real quick. And some of the things that he did worked good, and then some of the things that he did worked last time didn't work this time, you know. So I think he's got to just make those adjustments. And his ability and his worth in the world of wrestling is unlimited if he can move it in the right way and build off of what he did this year. The kid's got a lot of skill and a lot of ability and can do a lot of great things. We just got to rein in some of the things in there to finish that and make it better. And he's on the right track, and he's figuring it out. And that, I mean, I think he had 30-some wins his senior, or his freshman year. That's a tough thing. And maybe 9-10 losses. You know, that's a tough thing at a weight of 152 pounds as a freshman. I mean, he's going to be a big kid when he gets older. So it's going to be fun to watch him grow.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Carter Vanami, another kid coach that I thought was going to get down to state for you.
Wow. What to say about that kid? Here's a kid that, you know, came out as a sophomore, you know, and never been out for wrestling before. Came out as a sophomore, just a big, giant kid, wrestled JV, won all of his matches, you know, worked somewhat, to coming out this year and trying to quit two times. I mean, he quit, like, the first week, like, I'm done, can't do this, I don't want to, it's too hard, you know, just doubting himself, and he stuck with it, and he fought through it. And here's a kid, you know, at the end of districts that comes up to you crying, you know, here's a 6'5", 6'6", 285-pound kid, standing in front of you crying and saying he's sorry, you know, because he lost. And that's tough. That's tough to swallow. But that shows the heart of that kid, and that shows the heart of his effort and the time that he put in. And so close. I mean, every match, we talked to him down at the state tournament. He came down to every session and watched. And the kids that he lost to were still wrestling on Saturday. So that shows how close Carter Vanami can be. You know, we just got to work on a few things and get better. But, you know, he's young. He wears size 18 feet shoes, and he's a junior in high school. You know, heck, I mean, I'm surprised he can even walk around. I'd fall over my feet if I was him, you know. So learning his body, and he's just naturally strong, and he's still got some baby fat on him. He's not even full grown yet. That's the crazy part. This kid's going to be unreal. If he can keep his diet in check and keep his athletic ability in check and keep those things, that work ethic that he has throughout the summer and the fall, which is going to be great. I can't wait to see what he does in the fall for the football team, because I think he's going to be better just from that, from the sport of wrestling helping him, to see what he's going to do in the next future. And everyone on that team's got a special place for Carter Vanami in their heart. And he reaches you. You know, a kid gets annoying all the times, but he reaches you. And he's a good kid, and he's got a great heart, comes from a great family, and I can't wait. And I feel bad that he didn't make it, but the kid's got some drive. Now he knows what he's going to shoot for next year.
And, Coach, speaking of Carter, another Carter on your team, Carter Drake, I think this kid's a really good wrestler.
Yep.
I from the outside, he just doesn't seem to catch a break sometimes. Am I wrong in that?
Sometimes, you know, if you don't have bad luck, sometimes you don't have any luck at all. And sometimes that happens with Carter. Carter's a kid that's grown up with wrestling and knows wrestling. He just got into that sophomore year, and I call it the sophomore year, where sometimes sophomore year your brain's not functioning, and it's things that used to make sense don't make sense. You make some mistakes that you never used to, and that sophomore year is just a tough transition with school, as well as getting your license, getting those types of things, and just maturity level and getting it figured out. And by their junior year, you'll look back and go, holy cow, surprised, you know, how they make it through, because that sophomore year is such a terrible one. And the hard thing with Carter is his expectations were set so high from little on up all the way through, that sometimes if you don't reach those, sometimes people look and go, and they feel it was a failure or a disappointment, you know, because the sky was unlimited for him, and the success and all the things that he has gained and grown, and the things that he has accomplished, you know. Sometimes people just think that's naturally going to happen. Well, sometimes kids get in a funk where they can't get out of it. And no matter what you do, and no matter how you train, and no matter the things you go about it, you just can't get out of it. And I think Carter kind of got in a little bit of that, where he just, things that he should know and things that he's done before, all of a sudden just went out the door and he couldn't figure it out. And we spent a lot of time trying to fix things that, you know, we thought were the problem, or maybe he thought was a problem, and trying to get better at it. And, you know, sometimes it's like baseball, you know, when you're in those slumps, you just got to stand in the box and swing. You just got to swing as hard as you can. Don't change anything. Just keep swinging, and hopefully you come out of it. And sometimes I think Carter got in those grooves where it didn't. And yeah, sometimes he ran into bad luck. Sometimes he created his own bad luck. you know, sometimes he was his own worst enemy in some of those situations. But Carter grew as a person this year, and that was a thing to watch, you know, to watch him figure out and adjust through complications and adversity and how you're going to go about it and what type of person you're going to be dealing with it. You know, sports is not just winning and losing.
Absolutely.
They teach you so much more in life. These things that he's learning now as a sophomore is going to benefit him when he's 30-some years old or 40-some years old and he's got a family and kids and a job and those things. You know, people don't think about that. These are 15, 16-year-old kids, and if we look back, yeah, we used to be amazing when we were 15 and 16 and those types of things, but that's a tough time. It's tough. And we just got to work them through it, and that's kind of the year we took it. And, you know, I looked at the stats, and I talked to Carter about it, and I looked at the stats from his freshman year to his sophomore year. There wasn't a lot of things different. He had maybe a handful more takedowns his freshman year than his sophomore year, you know. So it's not too much. But in our eyes, everybody looks at it as a 10-loss year as a failure. You know, he looks at it as a failure. I didn't make it to state again, so he looks at it as a failure. Well, you know, those are going to build us up and build him into a better person later on, and realize that it's just not handed to you, and you can do everything right, and you can do everything perfect, and you can do all the right things, and you're still not guaranteed to get there. That's what life's about, and that's what the trials and tribulations of being an athlete and going through those things or even life is. You can do all the right things, all the perfect things, and still not catch a break some days, and that's how you adjust to it and figure out from there will build you into the person you are later on.
And Coach, I'm going to tell a little story here, and I'm probably not going to be perfectly accurate because it was a while ago, but I remember being at the Tiger Night this year up there at Carroll High School, and Draylen Schweitzer was just getting kind of tossed around a little bit and behind it, and then all of a sudden, man, he just came back and won.
Yeah.
And I remember going over to him, and he was over by the water fountain there in between the bleachers,
yep.
And I went over to him, and I introduced myself, and I'm like, man, that was just one heck of a match for you, and that match will stand out for me, yeah, with this kid, I think, the rest of his career.
Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Draylen Schweitzer weighs 88 pounds on a good day.
Yep.
And wrestles 106. Sometimes it's 108 when you get the 2 pounds. So that's 20 pounds more than anybody else. There's nobody in wrestling, nobody on our team that's wrestling somebody that weighs 20 pounds more than them at any weight class. And people tend to forget that. He's 88 pounds, you know, and to go out there at 20 pounds, and he's not a big 88 pounder,
no.
You know, he's just a little guy. Heck, some people even think he's still in middle school. I mean, he walks around, and you know, he hasn't reached that level yet. But I will tell you this, and I will go to my grave with him, as coaches, we've talked about this. That kid's got more technique and knows more about wrestling than anybody. He just needs to get stronger and grow into his body. And if he can do those two things, then things are going to be great for him. And when he can wrestle guys his size, he's going to win.
Yep.
You know, and if we can get guys his size, he's going to win. But that's a tough thing. That's 20 pounds. And as a freshman, you know, you're wrestling seniors that have been there 4 years at 106. That's tough. You know, so for him to wrestle through that, and that kid's got tons of heart, and he doesn't stop. And I'll tell you right now, he's in the weight room every day trying to get bigger. I feel bad for his parents because his food bill is going to get expensive, but I mean, it's crazy. You're telling wrestlers to eat. This kid's, yep, got to eat, and when he grows into his body, he's a fun kid to watch, and he doesn't stop, and that's what I like about Draylen Schweitzer.
Absolutely. And then speaking of Schweitzer, you got Deegan on the team as well.
Yeah, Deegan, his brother. Deegan's got the ability to do a lot of great things. We talked about it as coaches this year. He grew more over the year than last year, just in strength-wise. If you tie up with Deegan Schweitzer, he is strong, and he's deceivingly strong, sometimes to a fault. So sometimes he relies on that he just needs to be stronger. And this is a kid that wasn't going to go out at the beginning of the season. The week before, he decided he was going to go out, which kind of put us in a bad spot and put him in a bad spot because he didn't have time to train over the summer, and he didn't put the time in and do things like that. But he jumped in, and he helped us out. Heck, at one point, we thought he could get to 13. If we could have got him to 13, I think he would have had a heck of a year and been able to compete with a lot of 13-pounders. But when you don't decide to come out till the week before, it's really hard to keep your weight so you can get down there, you know, the descent plan and follow it correctly and get to it accurately when the time comes. But, you know, that kid wrestles with his heart. I mean, there's a lot of times where I think he got I think he passed out more than anybody on the team. There were times where we had to get him off the mat because he was choked out or passed out or whatever, because he just kept wrestling through things and staying in there. And he's got to put some time in this summer, and he's going to be another one of those juniors that's going to help us out as a senior and hopefully be there for us.
Coach, Cade Schabel, just 2 years, I think, into wrestling, is really starting to kind of come into his own, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, Cade, it's a running joke with his parents, who are basketball people.
Yes.
So it's kind of impressive that we got him out. If we can get him to the third period, we're probably going to win. Jeff Storehand used to throw that comment all the time to everybody. If he can get to the third period, he's probably going to win. And that's right, because that kid worked hard, and he did everything. I mean, come out for wrestling 2 years and wrestle JV last year and then be a varsity starter. And the bad thing is he weighed 170 pounds. I don't think anybody realized this. He weighed 170 pounds and wrestled 182 for us at times. So him and Luke would go back and forth. And it was kind of those who would do what, you know. Sometimes Luke would be like, I'll take 82, you take 70. But as the second half of the year came about, Luke was going to 70, so we had to get him down to 70 and keep him there. And then Cade had to go to 82, you know. Cade realistically is a 160-pounder, and it'd be nice to have him at 160. But, you know, Cade came in every day, worked hard, did what he needed to do, and he doesn't say anything if you gave him a chance to say anything. He's just going to show up, go to work, punch the clock, and get better, and that's what Cade Schabel does.
Tyson Bordenero, another one of those guys, Coach, got on the mat for you quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, Tyson Bordenero, he's the goofball of our group, you know. If Tyson gets in the weight room and puts on a little strength, he'll be good. He's lost, what did I think he said? I think he said he's lost 40 or 50 pounds since he started last year. He's another kid that came out for wrestling, two years wrestling. He wrestled as a little kid but came out and, you know, stepped in the role for us. Actually was going to go to 95 at one point, but we thought 220 would be a better spot for him. And I don't know, maybe he could have went to 195 and did better for us, but he stepped in the role and tried getting better every day and stayed after practices and put the time in and, you know, and never took anything too serious. And it's nice to have a guy like that kind of can ease up a little bit and not take things serious. But when it came time to him getting better and him trying to improve, he would put the time in and get serious, you know. Again, if we can get him to focus, and Taylor says this a lot, if we can get him to focus for 6 minutes, we got him. But in those 6 minutes, you never know. He'll have a conversation with the referee. He'll be having a conversation with the guy he's wrestling. You just never know. He's just a social guy that doesn't have a mean bone in his body, and he just goes out there and works hard. I mean, he loves getting black eyes. He, like, looks forward to it. He's telling guys, give me a black eye. I need a black eye. I look tougher. You know, that's just the type of kid he is. So, but we need him to focus and really come in this year and for next year and be ready to go. And he's ready to go. I know this. I'm not even worried about him. He jumped right into track, didn't even take a break off, went into track, and he'll do that and come in this summer and get better.
Coach, Morgan Steyer, how did you see Morgan grow this year?
Morgan improved. Morgan's one of those guys that you just kind of never tell. I think it's just a freshman and his demeanor. He's kind of just laid back, pretty smooth, doesn't really say much, and probably should have been wrestling 132 pounds, but we put him at 138. Him and Carter Drake kind of switched off him here and there, and you know, he's just kind of undersized and probably could have been a 26-pounder realistically. If we would have let him get down there, but you know, it's sometimes that freshman is just figuring things out, and you know, and on any other team, he probably is a JV kid, but he jumped in and helped us out at the varsity, and he wanted to wrestle varsity. We'd ask him if he wanted to go JV or varsity, and he would say varsity. So that's a compliment to what Morgan has, and Morgan's got a lot more in his tank than what he lets himself go. If we can let him kind of get out of that, we call it the sloth mode sometimes because it's just you never know how it's going to be, or his turtle mode. If we can just get him a little fire in his butt a little bit and a little intensity when he's going through things, I think he'll have some better outcomes. But that might be Morgan's, you know, mentality and how he is. And, you know, if we can just drill into that and get him to get better, we'll be all right.
Coach, a few other guys, Camden Robinson, Trevor Hansen, Tanner Crawford.
Yeah, those three guys, I mean, Camden Robinson, great kid, comes from IKM Manning. Same with Tanner Crawford. Both kids come from IKM Manning, drive every day to practice, from practice home, late at night, even as they're sore, tired in the snowstorm, whatever. Their dedication to the sport of wrestling is top notch. I mean, if you can do that every day and drive from Manning to come to Carroll High School and not even go to school with these kids and then get into these kids' lives and be in their families and their parents know who they are and their parents to look out for them and to jump in and be that family atmosphere, that shows a lot. And they come from good genes. Their parents are great parents. They support their kids. And, you know, those two jumped in and helped us out when they could. You know, Camden jumped in at 152, Tanner Crawford at 160. Trevor Hansen, I can't say enough about that kid. That kid's been through more life things than any of us, and we talk about it as kids that most human beings would quit. And he's just smile on his face every day, shows up, wants to work, and sometimes we have to tell him, take it easy, drink some water, take a break, and he gets upset when we do that. You know, he doesn't want to be treated different. He doesn't want to look different. And Trevor is a kid that's going to work hard and be there. He's out for track. He's in the weight room. He wants to get better, and he wants to do things to improve, and that's what we need. And I think you're hearing about that with all these kids. Their love for this sport and their work for this sport is I can't ask for it. Can't ask for anything else. And, you know, and they're fun to be around, and they're a great group of guys. Sometimes I don't want to be around them at points because they're just teenage boys. But, I mean, that's what they do, and that's the group that they are, and they all stick together. And we really came together as a family and sticking together. I know you haven't talked about it, but Evan Warnemont, what to say about him, jumped in at 195. He's probably realistically 160-pounder. Showed up every day, got beat up, worked out hard, tried to improve, felt bad why he's not winning, stayed after, trying to figure things out. And then the end of the year, his mom passes away. You know, I mean, so he can't wrestle districts. And what do you do as a coach and as a teammate, you know? What do you tell a kid, you know? It's,
yep.
In the end, it's high school sports, you know? Sometimes I think we get caught up on that and the drive and the push, and as parents we get caught in those types of moments. And the realistic part about it is, again, they're 16, 17, 18, 15-year-old kids.
Yep.
And, you know, there's more to life than that. And for Evan and our guys to go through that and be there for Evan, you know, that shows. And I went through that, you know, a couple years ago, and I know that feeling when your team's there and your kids are there and, you know, everybody's there to help each other. And that's kind of what we did, and it was good. And, you know, I feel horrible for the Warnemont family. I've coached, I think, six of their boys, and Evan's the last one, and he's been a pleasure to coach. And, you know, I can't wait to see what he does his senior year as well.
And coach two other guys we haven't brought up yet, Nate Byrink and Nolan Landauer.
Yeah, Nate Byrink came in as a freshman, wrestled 160 for us. He's kind of a bull in the ring, you know. He's the type of guy that likes to flex around, and he wrestles really differently. He's not a technician. He's more of a brawler, and he's going to go upper body and throw things around, and sometimes it puts him in bad spots, and sometimes he comes out of it. But, again, he comes from a family that's construction family, that he knows one way, and it's to work hard, and I'm going to move this from here to there. It might not be the right way, but that's what I'm going to do. He's got a bright future if we can get some things in line and get some things, figure out school is important and figure out, you know, what we're doing is important and not taking advantage of and letting this thing like our opportunity slip away from him. And then Nolan Landauer, heck, what do you say? This kid came out this year was his first year. He's an offensive lineman for us, and we talked him to coming out, and he hangs out with Tyson and Carter Vanami and those guys, and we talked him to come out, and he was like, all right, I'll give it a try. Never did wrestling a day in his life, and then he breaks his ankle. That was crazy. The crazy part is he broke his ankle during football season and didn't even know it. So he came to practice for 2 months, and I wrapped his foot up every day, taped his ankle, and it just kept looking weird. And I'm like, you need to get that checked out. He's like, yeah, it just looks weird. I said, yeah, that looks not normal. So we took him to the doctor, found out he had a broken ankle the entire time.
Wow.
So he finished the football season with a broken ankle, wrestled the entire first half of the year with a broken ankle, and never complained once. Just said, please tape it. That
tough
was the
kid.
Only thing.
Yeah.
And then to go get it taped then go out and get it fixed and, you know, then come to practice every day and still want to get out there and wrestle, you know. I mean, I think he fell in love with sport, and he likes the combativity of it, the one-on-one aspect of it, the mental strength that it takes, and I have a feeling he'll be out next year, and he thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's all I can say about Nolan is he's one tough dude.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, speaking of tough dudes, you got a full room full of them. Love this group of guys. I think the future is so bright for this program. I appreciate how much you do for us every Saturday morning throughout the season. You're on us with the coaches show. You take the time to do this. You'll text back and forth with me if I have questions about things. So, Coach, appreciate everything. I thoroughly enjoy getting to work with you each winter and looking forward to next year.
Yeah, I want to thank you for everything you've done, you know, getting there. And I know it's tough for you to get to all the wrestling meets and broadcasts, and I know you'd love to get there. And, you know, but calling me and checking in with the kids, and anytime I see you, stopping in to see how the kids are doing, and, you know, talking every day that we get a chance to talk and do those things, you know, it kind of brings a bright spot every time I get a chance to talk to you. And you know me, I love wrestling, and you give me an opportunity to talk about it. And hopefully the people in the community are seeing that these kids are working hard, and the sport of wrestling's growing in the community, as well as on with Kemper and those guys and the success that they're having. And we want to make Carroll County a wrestling community, so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to fight really, really hard to try to make that happen and improve.
And I think you'll get it there, Coach. As always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your day and a little bit of off season if you take one.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Tiger Wrestling Program.